podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
Everyone's got different ways of growing up. Yeah. And the thing is, you don't know what's not normal or considered not normal until you then grow up and you're like, oh, is that how you guys used to live?
Yeah, you start spending time with other families and you realise, oh, why are they always yelling?
Yeah, that's what happened at our house, well, obviously. But we're loud people,
yeah,
whatever. Yeah. But I remember going over my friend's house and
it smelled?
Staying over.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it smells.
I remember being a kid
and
going to people's houses and them smelling and me going, what is going on?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, this is not how my house smells.
Yeah, not bad, not always bad smells, but just different.
Yeah. And I don't like different. I remember when I was staying over once and they're like, oh, would you like a flannel? And I'm like,
what for?
I don't understand, like, what's a flannel? And then they presented it to me. I said, oh, a face washer. And they're like, a flannel. And I was just like, my head was blown. I was just like,
oh, because you call
them face washers.
Oh, all right, Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Well, yeah. Well, I've grown up in face washer country.
Face washer?
Yeah. No.
It's a flannel, mate.
No, no.
Okay. What do you call it? A napkin or a serviette? What does Hell's Bells call it?
I think she calls them serviettes.
Good. Better.
Yeah. But we also, instead of paper towel, we had Scotch towel.
Oh, you've lost me again. I'm so
sorry. So, you know, I know. It's a wall. It's a wall. Does anyone say, do people not say face washer?
I think that's an American.
I say face washer still. Yeah, the face washers go here. Hey,
nah, that's an Americanism, mate.
No, it's not.
Okay.
5223295
Is it a flannel?
Okay. Is it a flannel or a face washer? We'll put a pin in that for a second.
232955. So, sorry, flannels.
Yeah, but this is not.
No, why? What did they then want you to do with that? Were you supposed to then put it next to the bed?
No, you know when you go into bed and it's like, would you like a face washer so that you can wash your face before you go to bed?
Brush your teeth and wash your face.
Yeah, wash your face like a normal human.
Quite like that.
Oh, actually, good. Angie's calling with the voice of reason. Ange, you're live on air from Ocean Grove. Good morning.
Hello. Oh,
we're in the background, Ange.
Turn the radio down and tell us, is it a face washer or a flannel, babe? Cool.
Hello, and maybe she's got one over her face with some chloroform at the moment. Let's go to Brad, because Brad's calling. Ange, love your work, but we can't hear you. Brad from Armstrong Creek, good morning.
Good morning, how are you going?
Good. Oh, my God, the phones have blown up, Brad.
Everybody hold on the line. We'll get to you.
We'll get to you in a minute. Brad, what says you? Face washer or flannel?
It is a face washer.
Thank you, Brad.
Right.
Yes.
That's
beautiful, Brad.
That's what we've always called it, and that's what it's always been. I've never heard it called a flannel once until this morning.
Okay. Right, yes, Brad. All right.
You know,
love your work.
Armstrong Creek is technically part of Texas. So, as we know, with our friends at Armstrong Barbecue.
Exactly. Right. Corgi in Torquay, live on the radio, Corgs. Good morning. Is it face washer or flannel?
Well, Tom is right again. The last, I don't know how old he is, but it's been called flannel since I was a kid forever. And face washers is something that, I don't know, people just started using recently, I reckon.
It's always
been a flannel.
I am quite young. You're right, Cocky.
All right, let's go to Aidan in Mount Dunedin. Morning, Aidan.
Good morning. I'm sorry, I'm with Brad on this one. It's the face washer.
Yes, okay. Aiden.
All right, well, Mount Dunedin team.
Your serviette and napkin. A serviette is paper, a napkin is linen.
Oh, Aiden, you're too much. Okay. We love it, though.
I don't hate that, actually.
Mm.
Aiden last week described me. What did Aiden? Are you still there?
Yes.
What was your palmy analogy with Loggy and I? Who's the garnish? Who's the
what?
Do you remember that?
Loggy was the bacon on a Aussie palmy.
Okay.
Palmer.
Thanks.
And you know, full, and that's really what you're looking for. Where Tom is just the garnish. He's the
parsley. Do you say
the parsley?
But you also said
who's the chicken.
He then said, "This is super loose radio." Sorry.
I know.
He then went on to say, "But because you'd been away, I'd been acting very chickeny."
Okay. Yeah,
so thank you, Aiden.
Well, look, let's have a break.
And finish your story?
Yeah, because there is a story behind the chaos.
Okay.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
I can't believe that 40 minutes ago, or thereabouts, I tried to say this story and we got derailed because we were talking about face washers and flannels. Right?
I've got now.
And the answer is face washer. We went to the phones. We went to the phones. We did a poll. More people say face washers, so shush.
My inbox is popping off. People are like, thanks for the rage bait. I'm off to the gym.
Because they're saying it is face washers. Anyway, we're not going to get bogged down in that again. But the reason that I brought that up randomly is to just chat about this story. And now I just feel like it's gone too far, but we've come too far. Okay. So I've got to tell you this story.
I'm literally going to turn my microphone off because keep derailing.
It's okay. So we didn't grow up in a nude house, either of us. And so we kind of don't know the rules and regs about nude house stuff. It's a bit of a – I've got friends that grew up in a nude house and they'd be like, yeah, I'd walk from the shower to my bedroom nude and, like, everyone at home, you know, everyone's there at home. And I'm like, parents, like, both sides, like
– I really didn't want to interject.
I could tell. Yeah, go.
But – where do you reckon the tipping point is for a nude house? Like, where does it go from being, hey, we're just little kids, and hey, we've just got little kids, and so, you know, and then, you know, like.
Once, you know, I think, doesn't that naturally happen?
I don't know. I'm not there yet. I've only got little kids.
Yeah. I don't know. But the girls will just naturally, I imagine, end up, unless maybe you will have a nude house. Who knows?
Oh, can you imagine? Surprise nude house.
Surprise nude house. You're not ready for it. I think it does come in generations, I think. Nude houses are generations.
The nudeness is passed down.
Yeah, right? And so that's why I wonder this, because there is a Baywatch star called Brooke Nader, right? And she's in the news of the last couple of days because she's out
isn't
on.
It Brooks Nader? It's the weirdest name.
Oh, it is Brooks Nader. Thank you for that. Because I was like, am I reading that? Okay. Brooks Nader, my apologies.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's on Baywatch. She was on Dancing with the Stars. She's on Love Thy Nader, which is a show.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's holidaying in Sardinia at the moment.
She's got a touch of the Sophie Monks to her.
She does. When I saw this photo, I thought, this is Sophie Monk. Right? Because the photo is of her jumping off a boat and she's topless, right? She's jumping into the ocean.
Okay.
Bless. And I was like, oh, well, that seems like a bit of fun. And it sucks that she's been photographed while this is happening. You know what I mean? She's just having fun with
terrible.
Her mates.
Sucks.
But then you look at it and it's like, oh, okay, it's not her mates. She's got some friends, but her mum and her dad are there.
And her sister.
And I can understand being nude in front of the sister and your mum. Like, Helen's seen my boobs more than she probably cares to, right?
Okay.
But in front of your dad, going topless in front of your dad.
Well, to be fair, he is also topless.
No, I know. And free the nip, for sure. But I'm just like, is that, because that makes me feel weird. I don't know whether it's because I'm weird and I didn't grow up in a nude house, but I would not be nude enough in front of Con ever.
How old is she? How old is Brooks? Do we know? She's got to be 30 something.
She's born in 1997.
So 20, she's 29, looking relaxed and chatty. Well, probably they're not the first two things I would have thought. Maybe relaxed.
I'm just wondering, right? It's a bit weird, isn't it? Or am I being judgy?
No, France? They're in France. So maybe it's a French thing. I don't know. No, Mediterranean. They're in the Mediterranean.
They're in Sardinia.
Is it a Mediterranean thing?
No, I'm Mediterranean. No, okay. It's not a Mediterranean thing.
Yeah, I can't explain that one. I think
do you know what she needs? A couple of face washers.
Flannels. Get the flannels out, girls. Flannels out for the girls.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast. Direct from krock.com.au. The latest news. The latest fashion. This is what's trending.
I love reality TV.
This is so just funny to me. So Meghan Markle right? She has Archwell Productions with Prince Harry.
Yeah.
And they've produced this documentary, and it's called Cookie Queens. And it's a documentary that's focused on the American Girl Scouts and them selling cookies. Yeah. Like, you know. Anyway, as we know, Meghan and Harry have kind of had a bit of a rough start with their producing and things like that. Like, their shows have been cancelled and ripped apart.
Yeah, yeah.
As well. Well, this documentary was beaten at the US box office by a 70-minute compilation called Cat Video Fest that has internet cat videos, and most of them are on skateboards.
Embarrassing.
If you know the cat meme, this song is on. But 70-minute cat compilation video out the Meghan Markle Archwell-produced documentary Cookie Queens.
On Girl Scouts. Well, who's watching it apart from Girl Scouts? Like, people whose family have an association to the Scouts.
I don't know.
Funny.
It's so funny. Here's the good bit.
Here we go. This still gets a spinning cat in my car,
it's,
for sure.
It's very good.
The girls love it.
It's very good. Wake up, Geelong Ballerina, to the Surf Coast.
So much funnier and so much cooler than watching whatever crap they're churning in.
Cookie Queens. Good try.
Was that a cinema thing or is it a stream thing?
Yeah.
Cinema. Yeah. Oh, brutal.
Yeah.
Hey, that's what's trending this morning. You can stay up to date with everything trending at krock.com.au.
And Cat Video Fest was only in a number of cinemas.
Yeah, it was like a limited release. Oh, I can't imagine the other one was in every cinema.
It was in 446 cinemas.
Yeah.
Far out. Cat Video Fest was only in a few, and it bedded out. Amazing.
Is it coming back? Here we go. One more time round. Why not? We're here now. You got up this morning. You're out of bed.
You're
ready to go.
There we go.
Get moving. Okay, that's enough.
Oh, I just love it if someone's just turned their car on and
what is happening?
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggie, say thanks.
Cameron Ling joining us in the studio. All right. It's basically been out for almost a week now, and it's just sort of the way it's your spot is on a Wednesday. What's your take on the situation with Jake Holojasny?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's obviously been swirling around everywhere. My take is, and I've been quite open about this, the club made a mistake and I think they've acknowledged that. I'm imagining the process that would have taken place because it was a strange situation coming out of the AFL concussion panel, so that that AFL concussion panel has the option of clearing a player to continue their career or basically ending their career. And that's happened a couple of times. Mm. A young fella from the Western Bulldogs, O'Driscoll, his career was ended at 20 or 21 years of age through that panel. Out of that hearing, though, for Jake was, it's either red, can't go on, green, he's cleared to play.
Mm.
But he got, I think it was the one and only or the first amber.
Yes, I was just going to say yellow, yeah.
Yeah, saying, yeah, he can return, but we're not totally clearing him, which left it really, really grey. So then I'm imagining the process that took place from there is the club doctor and the club are like, well, can he return? What if he gets another one? Where does the liability stand after that? Jake would have been involved in all of these conversations. He would have been adamant he wanted to continue his career. And then they would have spoken about accepting the responsibility and the risk and everything like that. So to that point in time, I think that's a healthy dialogue going on between doctor, club, player, and involving the AFL and their concussion panel.
Mm.
However, where the mistakes were made was to then have this waiver, if that's what we're calling it, to say the player accepts all liability and responsibility, and to not have the Players Association deeply involved in that part of it and the AFL, and to really make it an open, transparent process between all those bodies, meant there wouldn't have been this feeling of secrecy, of slipping it in, of just trying to sneak it through, that type of thing. So that's where I think the real problem lies with the process for me. Other players out there will ask, I reckon, in the future to accept the liability and the responsibility.
Take the burden on themselves.
Yes, yeah, because they want to continue their career.
That's a worry, though, isn't it?
It is, but it's individual choice of
accepting risk. I know, but you kind of got to save people from themselves sometimes.
That's exactly right. So that's one side of it. And I think that's an open, healthy debate we should have about it, is can a player choose, the individual's choice, to say it's a physical game, it's a high-risk game, I accept the responsibility, but I want to continue my career. Or the other side is, no, we don't think you are in a position to be able to make a decision like that because you're desperate to continue your career, but it is going to be at massive harm to you. So keep that dialogue open, Log, and come up with a solution that way. Don't try and sneak things in or anything like that into contracts. Let's talk about it openly as an industry.
Are these two things the same? Is them saying you sign this and you take the liability the same as them saying if something happens you're on your own?
No.
It's not the club saying we wouldn't help you if you did get hurt, is it?
No, and whatever this thing that was signed never pushed anyone outside the concussion protocols, the return to play guidelines that have to be followed for a player to return to the game. Within the medical help that he would receive, it's not like, oh, okay, you've got another concussion, hit the road, you're out of here and we want nothing to do with you.
Well, that's what it sounds like. And I think that's why people are so emotional about it
outraged,
too.
Yeah,
yeah, because it's like, hey, this is an industry that has some danger to it and we want to make sure that you're signing your life away, basically.
And unfortunately, when you try and sneak it through or slip it in and have it sitting there, that's what people will see it as.
Yeah.
As opposed to, I see it as, again, and I'm not totally agreeing, I'm saying very bad mistakes were made here, that it's the current lawsuit that's being against the AFL and the AFL clubs is a multi-billion dollar lawsuit.
Yeah, that sets a precedent.
Class action is not saying that, well, then we are liable for being sued 15 years down the track because this player continued to play. I still think, I don't know, I'm not a lawyer, but I would say I still think if you've done the wrong thing in any of the concussion protocols or your treatment of that player in a concussion has been poor at any stage, well, you're still open to those...
Yeah, regardless.
Yeah.
Those legal ramifications. Yeah. Yeah. So I never saw it as the moment you get concussed, you're on your own.
Mm.
But it was a, you can't come back and sue us sort of thing. But that... Again, I want to come back to my original point. It was a mistake. It was a bad decision to do that. We need to be more open about it. Let's have the debate we were having, Log.
Yeah.
Individual choice to want to continue and accept the risk versus, no, we're going to save you from yourself and actually say, no, you can't play anymore.
So do you agree with them getting in trouble for this?
Yes, for the administrative side of it. I strongly disagree, and I'll be yelled at for being a homer here. I'm glad others in the industry who aren't Geelong people have come out and said it. This is not the same as some of the other systematic scandals that have plagued the AFL at the time.
Yeah.
This is something that I think should be sanctioned, should be punished, and they'll cop their whack. And then I hope it opens the door for, okay, let's sit down as a Players Association, the AFL, and representatives from every club, a medical body, and have a better, clearer path for players who have suffered multiple concussions. Can they continue? Can they accept the risk? Or do they have to be stopped from any further risk?
I think the most shocking thing about the whole situation is that it seems like you and Kane Corns are on the same page, which is
that was
blows
the
my mind.
Most concerning part of the whole thing.
My mind. All right. Thank you, Cameron Ling. We've gone long. That is our midweek footy update. Great to get your insight on that. Thanks to GMHBA, caring for Geelong since 1934. Switch your health insurance today. GMHBA.com.au.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
It's their radio show in a podcast.
Cameron Ling's in the studio. Census Star.
Yes, August 11 was yesterday. August 11 was Census Day 2026. I'm sorry to alarm anyone who is listening right now who went, damn,
I forgot.
I think you might be getting a fine in the letterbox if you... Is that right?
Well, you can get a fine of up to, I think it's $360-something a day.
Yes. Did you do yours?
Yeah, I did mine on Saturday.
Yeah.
Saturday.
Because I know what I'm like.
Well, you can do it ahead of time.
You can do it ahead of time if you knew what was happening on Tuesday at your house.
Yeah, okay. Because it's got to be whoever is in the house on yesterday.
Yeah.
On Tuesday.
So this is how most of the show works. Loggy goes ahead and does the thing, and then she spends the rest of the time managing me to get the thing done on my side of the house.
Yes.
And that's what happened. I got it done last night and I was sitting there on the couch thinking she would be so proud of me.
I know. And I didn't follow up, so I am proud.
So you didn't prompt him to do it?
I did yesterday.
Okay, good. Dodsy and I sat down and did it. When I say that Dodsy did it, I kind of just chipped in with my little comment every now and then.
Yeah.
And as you know, filling it out, some of the questions are pretty, you know, standard, your age, that sort of thing.
Well, I found it quite intrusive.
Well, that's what. So some of the questions really got to the heart of, you know, a few things. Mm. Obviously.
Was there one particular thing that you're like, oh, why are they asking this? I don't know.
How many staff work at your house? 11 to 15? 16 to 20?
Yeah.
One of the questions that was asked, and I said, it was, what language does the person speak at home? Mm. I said, is one of the options yelling?
Well, you could say other. I wrote Macedonian in there because I feel that I do speak some Macedonian from time to time.
You swear Macedonian.
If you speak Macedonian, I speak Macedonian at home because I picked up words from you.
This is the thing. This is why it's hard for certain people to fill out these forms because it's like, well, I do, but I don't. And it's like, okay, just stop thinking so heavily about it, Lauren, and just answer to the best of your ability.
Is this me speaking Macedonian? If I do... an impersonation of you impersonating your bubba to my girls.
Well, if you do it every week.
Beautiful girl.
English there.
That's not Maso. Sorry.
No. One of the questions, how many bedrooms are in the home?
Yeah.
Does that include how many are filled with Jimmy James's surfboards?
Well, that's what one of them. I was like, well, is that a study or a bed? I'm like, this is why it was hard. Surfboard room? There's no bed in there.
No, exactly.
So I'm like, what is that count?
Another one.
It was hard.
The one I found most confronting, which I think you two of all people will understand, was...
Be careful.
It was, obviously you do it, so we had to do it for Nicole, and then it was me.
Mm.
And one of the questions was, how many hours in the last week did this person spend working?
Yeah. House and doing unpaid housework.
Now, so wait, are you talking about the professional working, or like for at a job or for the...
So what was this
bad
person's...
Bad week to ask you though.
Primary job, and then it was how many hours spent. So my normal answer would be one, this hour.
This hour.
But last week... We spent 5 minutes on the phone.
Exactly.
So what did you?
Can I round up from 5 minutes to 5 hours?
They call you on a bad week.
Yeah,
no that's, speeches.
There was no seven AFL.
I did a little bit of AFLW on Sunday, so I was claiming that one hard.
Yeah,
ABC.
No, you didn't call for ABC.
So I was computing every single second that I worked, and I came to a total of about four.
4 hours.
Ripped
off. But that is now in the census for the next, 5 years?
Yes.
Yeah, see, that's, I'm not
happy. I don't like that.
Could have got me on another week and the answer would have been at least
five.
8 or 9.
Yeah.
Tom and Loggy, that was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.